Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
So you've been diligently saving, you've been paying yourself 10% first, you've been investing, you've been paying off debt, you've been earning extra money, and you've been auditing your accounts, and by and large, you've got a level of financial peace, which is wonderful, and hopefully moving towards a level of financial freedom, which is even more wonderful. So hopefully this is all happening for you, and you may be thinking to yourself, well, that's great, but when do I get to enjoy this? When do I get to enjoy my money? When do I get to go on that vacation? When do I get to buy that car, that house, those new clothes? When do I get to buy that watch? When do I get to splurge? When do I get to enjoy my money, right? And I've had students ask me this before, like, Lloyd, when does the discipline come off and you just, you know, start splurging and spending your millions? And the answer is you actually enjoy your money on the journey. You do it at the same time. And it's much the same as your health. You don't just stay healthy for 10 straight years, not have any chocolate, not have any cheat meals, nothing like that, just strict forever. It's not like that. You want to enjoy your money now. So the whole idea of it is just not to go off the deep end. So like, just don't go off the rails. That's all it is. So every week you should be enjoying your money. Now, if you haven't listened to our episode on financial turnaround in 90 days, go and listen to that. But once you've turned your finances around and you're at a level of financial peace, you can enjoy your money every week. Like on the weekends, just set aside a certain amount of budget to do something. It doesn't have to be opulent and luxurious. It could be just a simple staycation with the kids. It could be, you can design a fun life without spending a lot of money as well. And if you want to go and stay in that fancy hotel, go do it. But do it every, you know, like in 3 months when you give yourself a reward. Or if you want to buy that car, do it. But set up in your finances in such a way that it's not a burden for you to buy it. And buy that house when you're ready, when you can put in a 50% down payment. You know, like, still reward yourself, but do it sensibly. So every weekend, treat yourself to something, but do it within your budget, right? And every quarter, when you have some success and you've achieved certain goals, go on a little mini vacation. Go and spend your money on the thing you want to spend it on, but just save it up before you spend it. Just don't go buying things with money you don't have. And don't go buying things on tons of credit. And don't go buying things that don't really produce a return for you. You'll find that a lot of money brings happiness when it's spent on things that bring simple joys to your life. It doesn't have to be, again, opulent or luxurious. Mostly that stuff is just bought to impress people that you don't like. So part of what my wife and I do is every quarter we go on a staycation, or we might go away somewhere. But we are still very conscious about what we spend when we go away. Like, we don't go and stay in $10,000 a night hotels. We could stay at the Beverly and Wilshire for $27,000 US, and we could do that. But why? Like, there's no value in it. So we're very value conscious. We're not price conscious, we're value conscious, and that's the difference. So we're always looking for value, getting a lot more than what we hand out, you know, and that's how you want to be as well as a person. So I think, like, find the things that bring you joy, and you'll find they probably don't need that much money. You just need to use more imagination, okay? And so the answer to that question, when can you enjoy your money? It's now. If you're at financial peace, it's now. If you're moving towards financial peace, it'll be soon. But it's right now. So think about, what can you do this week to enjoy your money? How much? What are you going to be doing with it? And do it sensibly. Right? Same as your health. You don't just go off the deep end with your health and start eating Oreos for every single meal or McDonald's for every single meal. You have it once a week. Everything within reason, you know? Like, same as your money, spend on the things you want to spend it on. But if there's a bigger ticket item, really understand why you're buying it, for what purpose. Make sure you can buy it with money you actually have, and make sure it doesn't put you under any financial duress or any financial stress or anxiety. That is so important. People are putting themselves, they're making their money buy them unhappiness. Just get your money to buy you happiness, okay? So this is a short episode, but that's the answer to that question, because I think people are asking, like, when am I going to enjoy my money? Now. Just do it sensibly. Hope that makes sense. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends, share it to your Instagram stories, tag me, go check out the show notes, grab our latest book, Money Buys Happiness, take your first step in investing in yourself. And of course, thanks for the 5-star reviews on Spotify, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.